A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Antony of Egypt, known as the father of monasticism. Antony was born in Como, Egypt, and lived to be 105 years old. His parents died when he was just 16 or 17, leaving him several hundred acres of land and a younger sister to care for. One day, while in church, the words of Scripture spoke directly and powerfully to his heart. "Go, sell what you have, give the money to the poor, and come follow me." And Antony did just that. He sold his property and possessions, provided for the care of his sister in the company of some consecrated virgins, and set off to pursue the spiritual life. He went first to the deserted areas of the tombs, and later deeper into the Egyptian desert itself, to live in silence and solitude. Antony's goal was to seek union with God and battle the interior thoughts and temptations that stood in his way. Just as Jesus remained outside in deserted places and people kept coming to him from everywhere, so too it happened with Antony. Although he sought the solitude of the deserted places, crowds followed him, seeking out his advice, healing, a word of wisdom, and eventually to become his disciples. There are many kinds of desert, geographical and physical, emotional, social, and spiritual. One aspect they all have in common is the sense of solitude. The desert experience is essential for anyone desiring a deeper spiritual life. It may only be found during a commute to work in the solitude of one's car, or an interior solitude in the midst of a crowded subway, in a waiting room, or in a church. But in whatever way we find time to be alone with God, we have the opportunity to face the heart of reality: God, ourselves, and others. In the Scriptures, the desert has two meanings. First, it is a place to meet God and to be cared for by Him. It was in the desert that God led Israel out of slavery and formed them into His own people. But secondly, the desert is also the abode of demons and evil spirits. Saint Antony and the other desert dwellers sought the desert as a place of encountering God and growing in prayerful and loving union with Him. At the same time, it was that abode of demons. The interior evil forces of their own hearts and minds were exposed, not to dominate, but to be tamed and healed. Likewise for us, our times of solitude awaken us to the obstacles in our lives that we need to get rid of in order to grow in holiness and reach our full destiny as sons and daughters of the Triune God. The desert experience of solitude with God allows us to discover our true selves, the good and the bad. It is primarily the conflicts within our heart that we must face and resolve with God's help. The desert trial dries up and cracks open our superficial securities, unreal defenses, and secret obsessions. But we can only do this by faith and in a personal relationship with Christ, who is the divine physician. To heal and deliver us from the powers of darkness in order to live in the light of Christ. Saint Anthony of Egypt, pray for us.